And I want to talk today about the distinction between self-directed challenge and, I guess I would call it, universe-selected challenge. I don't especially know what the distinctions are, but I'm sure there are distinctions. So I'm hoping we can tease that out today. I think it's a fascinating topic because certainly life is full of its own challenges, and some of those challenges, it seems, are of our own design, and some are selected for us by the universe or randomness or what have you. So let's talk about challenge today, because this is the Olympic challenge, and it's a very powerful construct or a way of living, is to live your life with self-directed challenges, to choose for yourself which challenge are you going to take on, and then go after it and face everything that you need to face in order to step up to that challenge. It's a very, very interesting way of living, and maybe even a new way of living that we can promote or invite people to participate with us as coaches. You know, we want to invite people to live life with self-directed challenges with, you know, and hopefully with one of us as their coach. Because it's very difficult to step up to a life of challenge without a coach. It just becomes too difficult, too hard. It's very challenging. There's always opportunities for failure. Without a coach, often failure is debilitating. But with a coach, failure can be an amazing learning experience. So that's sort of what we want to explore today, the whole idea of challenge. Let's hear from Shruti. Shruti, what would you like to share?
I love Deanna's share there, and I will confess I started late. I missed the opening ceremonies. I even missed it of the London opening ceremony, so that gives you an idea where I'm at in my life. But I am starting today. Today is the first day of my 16 days. And I've got a hell of a cold, and that's what came up for me when you said about universal challenges versus self-directed. The universal challenge, it's been over 3 weeks I've been trying to kick this, and I've been doing all kinds of things to kind of attack the cold. And I'm going to use the 16-day Olympics, the one activity, the vitality power, I'm going to use as my 16 days of taking care of my health and focusing on health creation and vitality as my personal self-directed challenge and a new approach to resolving this health issue from the universe.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, flip it on its head.
That's a really great idea, Judy. Well done. Yeah, I like that. You know, I think we will, Deanna, I heard your voice. I want to hear your thought there. But I think there's, you know, when it comes to challenges, you know, there's, all right, I just created these distinctions, a self-directed challenge and a universe-selected challenge. I thought that was kind of fun, like different ways of saying it. But I think sometimes universe-selected challenges are sort of self-directed in a quirky kind of way.
That's what I wanted to say.
That's a conversation for a little bit later today. But I wonder, I'm sure some things are purely universe selected, but I wonder sometimes the things that seem like they're from the universe are actually like subconsciously self-directed or, you know, self-directed from a different part of ourselves, you know. But that's a deeper conversation. We need to cover a little ground before we get there. Deanna, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, that challenge from the universe, what it's doing, and what I think I'm hearing and what you're saying is what it's doing is asking you to become more so that your self-directed challenges go a different way.
Yeah.
So, you know, that vitality challenge, I was like, woohoo, yes, because the reality is the best way to lead others is to be a leader yourself. So the universe puts these challenges here so we get to become something different. And then we can do our own challenges and from a completely different set of strengths and concepts.
Very cool. I think as we, you know, as we play this Olympic challenge, and we're, it's a great playground for us to craft this quest game, which is based on these same concepts of self-directed challenge, and then add in some spontaneous play and other fun things. But as a, I mean, it's a great way of living. And but I think there's, we gotta do something in the game where when you're playing your game and you've got your focus on your self-directed challenges, like if the universe selects another challenge for you along the way, there's gotta be a way to add that into the game. Like, oh, I'm lucky the universe selected me for a special challenge. And here's what it is. Yeah. You know, I just think that would be really, that's really fun if you get like universe selected challenge, and then you can put in what it is on the game card and get some points for it.
Yeah, seriously, because when, if I think about that, you know, I say I have this big commitment towards living a more healthier and well life, so the universe sent me a challenge to see if my commitment level was at the commitment it needed to be. And the challenge was presented, and I said, check this out. I'm ready.
Pretty cool. Awesome. Excellent, Trudy. Deanna, thank you so much for sparking some great conversation. All right, so let's talk about this idea of challenge. And the effect of challenge on our lives. It's such an interesting thing. You know, life is full of challenges. And I think that's part of the design of it. It's good. Without challenges, the game is really boring. Right? So I think challenges are what makes the game fun. Or at least it's that's the idea. The idea is that challenges make the game fun. The game of life is full of challenges. And the bigger you want to play in your life, the more challenges you seem to attract. So I think there's a symbiotic relationship between, I don't know if symbiotic is the right word, maybe it's even a cause and effect relationship between the desire to accomplish something in the world and the experience of challenges. So so what are your thoughts about this? What is the relationship between wanting to do something in the world, or as we would call playing big, and the experience of challenges? What is the benefit of challenges? How do challenges make life more fun or more challenging, right? So let's talk about challenge. So if you have a thought about challenge, the effect of challenges in life, effect of challenges in your life or the life of the people you coach, what are your thoughts about challenge? Let's talk about challenges. Deanna, go ahead.
Well, you know, as you were talking about it, there clearly have been a whole lot of challenges in my life in the past 2 years. And, you know, I go back to that original idea of challenge. The universe presents challenge because there's something about you that needs to change. And if I look at taking the job at Coachville and what I thought it was when I first started and what it is now and the possibilities of all of it, the reality is all of the challenges that have landed in my life since the moment I said yes to you have made me the person that I need to be able to do what I do. It made me more vulnerable, more patient. I mean, the whole leukemia process. Patience was not part of my life before leukemia. And so all of those, I mean, even these most intense life-changing challenges have just made me a completely different person. And I feel like I picked this big game and the universe have said, okay, well, there are aspects of you that need to be different. So now we're going to put challenges in your path so that you change those parts of you, so that you can really step into this game that you've put out there. So that is my take on it. And if I can take leukemia and make that a challenge that made me about more, I pretty much think you can take just about any challenge and come from that perspective. You know, the Thomas Leonard idea of perfection in challenge.
Yeah.
Feeling pretty deep today.
Oh, it's very good. Well, you're in the shower at a hospital, so I guess deep thoughts maybe resonate in that place. So that's a good thing. You're in the environment. You're in a deep-thinking environment.
Definitely.
That's pretty cool. Thank you, Dana. Well done. Trudy, go ahead. And if you have a thought about the effect of challenges in our lives, we'd love to hear your thoughts about it. So please feel free to jump in and share. Trudy, go ahead.
I got to start by saying this isn't true in every moment, but, you know, to own that. But I love challenges. There are times that when I'm in them, I struggle, and I'm feeling that. You know, I feel that in the moment. But they make my life rich. They allow me to feel, to engage, to get passionate, to get frustrated, to get committed, all of those things that allow me to really feel and experience and be engaged in my life come through challenge. When something is too easy, when it just lands on my lap, I tend to take it for granted and not really embrace it. And I'm learning to stop and actually feel those things as well. But it's still the challenge that says, is this important to me? Do I really want this? And that gets me in the game, playing, wanting it, going after it, and fully appreciating everything that I go through to get that results I'm looking for, to get through that challenge.
Yes, well said. You know, this thing you said about frustration, because I think frustration is an experience that a lot of people really, you know, we don't like it, right? But frustration can only exist in the presence of desire. If you didn't really have a desire to do something with your life or in a situation, you would never have frustration, because frustration only occurs when something you really care about is not happening, right? So frustration is a good thing. It means you care.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. It's like it matters. It's like if it doesn't matter, you wouldn't get frustrated.
Right.
But it matters. So that creates the possibility for frustration. So it's an aliveness thing. It's like, hey, I'm really alive, and I care. And so that is, that's, I put that in the good thing category. I can't say I'm so masterful at looking at it in my own life that way, but I'm awesome at seeing that for everyone I coach. I can tell you that for sure. If I'm coaching somebody, oh, I get so pumped up when they're frustrated with challenges. In my own life, well, that's a little different story. But the good news is that's how you know that we cannot coach ourselves. That's why we have coaches, so someone else can look at your challenges with you and not be caught up in them, but see the value of it, and then that perspective helps you get through. That's why we play better with a coach than we play alone. Excellent, Trudy. Well done. Thank you for that. I love the way you embrace challenge.
Yay. Thank you, Dave.
That is awesome. All right. Let's hear from 516 area code. Go for it.
Hi, it's Joanne.
Joanne,
thank
go for
you.
It.
Thank you so much for what you just said, that frustration means you care. Because I've been really, really frustrated recently, and I know that it has shown up on some of the R&D calls. So, when I'm going through that frustration, it is because I care, and then it's like the next step in the process after that is that things flow. like it's like if I just allow that frustration to be part of the process and not fight it so much, it's like it's a great place to remind myself to just trust the process, because this too shall pass. And when it does, something great is always around the corner. It's always around the corner when I just accept that this is where I'm at, and remind myself that something bigger is coming from the efforts and actions that I'm taking or that I will take, because otherwise it's just a lousy place to be when you're in that frustration.
Ew.
It's like that critical point in the challenge. It's like there's that turning point, or there's that point right
nice.
There. And it's
that.
Like when it gets to the point where it gets to the point where I think I cannot stand it anymore, it's just a little bit beyond that point. And if I can just get a little bit beyond that point, it's like it's just enough. It's just enough. And then that's when the change, you know, it's funny, a butterfly just flew in front of my window. How perfect it is that process of transformation. And it's that moment when the world can change, and that's where I am right now. So I'm glad to have this call to be able to articulate it.
Awesome, Joanne. That's very insightful. That's awesome. I love that thing about the turning point of the challenge. That's like a cool thing. The turning point of the challenge. The turning point. Like, that's always, like, when the movie really gets exciting, is, like, at the turning point, right? And it builds up. And, you know, every great story has turning points. So one of the ideas of playing your life as a game is that you get to notice and experience and share your story as it unfolds, the frustrations and the turning points and those moments of flash. It's like, if you're just doing your life day by day, or you're playing your game alone, you don't get as much juice out of those moments as when you're playing in a game with other people, and you can really celebrate together and talk together about what it's like and about the turning point and what had happened. It's something juicy about making it a game that we'll continue to explore. Awesome, Joanne. That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that. That was genius.
The benefit, of playing with other people, whether it's being on this call or seeing what people are sharing on the game card or any of it, for me, it reminds me so much when I'm in the process, right smack in the middle of it, as Deanna was describing as well, that I am not alone. It almost doesn't matter what people are sharing. It's just being, it's the connection that occurs in being on a team, in playing together. It's the connection that is so critical in the process that's great about the game, whatever the game is.
Right. Yes, I think that is totally true. I think that is totally true. It's been like that for me in this last week, because I've been really playing for getting my game created, and it's been challenging, but I've been having fun, and I always, I just have this thought every day, like, oh, I got to update my game. I got to share with people what's happening, and just feeling like I'm not alone in what I'm doing. It's really making a big difference for me, for sure. It's super fun. You know, Deanna said this thing the other day when we were talking, like, we need to create games that we want to play. I thought, oh, that's a really good idea. So instead of making games that maybe other people might want to play, like, let's make games that we want to play, and then we'll play, and other people will play with us, and that'll be a lot more fun. So what we're designing now with the Olympic Challenge and then the Quest is making a really fun game that we would want to play, and then hopefully you all will want to play, and then play with your clients, and it'll just be this viral spreading of a game that is just really fun to play. Awesome. Thank you, Joanne. Let's hear from someone in the 513 area code. I forgot to write your name down before. Who is this?
Oh, I almost forgot to go off mute. This is Becky.
Becky, go for it.
Yeah, and as we were talking about challenge, of course, we've been talking about lots of things, but the thing that came to mind is, we were sharing about challenge and someone said they like challenge, my instant just gut reaction was, oh, you're a strange person, because I hate challenge. So I just wanted to thank that, and I'm sorry I'm not remembering who it was who said it. I wanted to thank that person for reframing it for me and for the conversation about frustration, because, yeah, frustration and me, we don't go well together. So this is kind of a moment of, you know, you're right, challenges do force you to show up. They force you to care. They force you to be really there. And, you know, being the challenge-adverse person that I am, it's nice to have that reframed so that you can go in it. Life is so much about the attitude you go in it with, the mental state that you go in it with, that when I have that negative mental state about a challenge, it's doubly hard to surpass it, to get over it, to show up in a way where I can bring my whole self to it. So thank you all for reframing for me, because
that's
I might
awesome.
Actually now be able to face challenges in a different state of mind, and therefore maybe they'll be a little easier.
Well, I think they will be easier because your mindset plays such a big role on your experience of life.
It really does.
What can you say? I mean, it's funny. I've been listening to a lot of these guys that are my buddies from the Transformational Leadership Council with all of their neuroscience and, oh, we know now because the amygdala sends a signal to the frontal cortex and blah, blah, blah. And that's why you need to keep an open mind. It's like, well, I knew you needed an open mind before I knew about the amygdala and the frontal lobe. I could have told you that 15 years ago from coaching people. But if they want to tell me about the amygdala and the frontal cortex, awesome, go for it. But we know from coaching thousands of people that your mindset dramatically impacts your experience of your life and what is happening every day, how you see it. It changes with your mindset. So I think that's it's one of those stunningly obvious observations that is really good to be reminded of on a regular basis. It's like so good and so useful to know that, and so easy to forget that conversations like that, like this, it's like, oh yeah, if I'm excited about the challenge, I'll probably have better ideas for how to solve it than if it's making me afraid or fearful or frustrated.
Right, absolutely.
I mean, you could probably get reminded of that every other day for the rest of your life, and it'd be okay. Right? It'd be like, oh yeah, thanks for reminding me. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah. Or I might need it every day. So I might just call you and say,
day.
Wait, what's that thing about?
What was that thing you said about challenge again? Hold on, remind me. Yeah, I think that is.
That's
going to
be one of those things that'll be one of those things that go on the mirror so I can read it every day. Okay, yeah, I'm allowed to have challenges. That's good. Okay.
Just remember, challenges are good for you, and that you actually enjoy them. In case you forgot, just want to remind you. So that is awesome. And I just wanted to check in and see how it's going with your e-course that you're creating. Is it coming along?
You know, it is coming along. It is a little bit slower, so I'm working more toward the bronze right now, but that's okay. What is happening, though, what showed up, and this goes back to that universal versus self-directed, what showed up when I said I was going to do it, and for no good reason I selected the course on doing change, how you show up in change. And all of a sudden it's shown up, you know, the universe has said, you know, hey, here's a change management consulting position. And so that's taken my energy away because it's a really great position and a great opportunity. So it's one of those things where sometimes a self-directed challenge can help invite, and I guess that's one thing I wanted to say, it might invite a universal rather than challenge, maybe an opportunity to show up that you didn't necessarily expect.
I think that happens all the time, Becky. I think that happens all the time. And I think Deanna was saying a similar thing, like your self-directed challenges are like a magnet for universe-selected challenges to come your way.
Yep.
Like, oh, you want to do that? Okay, here, try this challenge out.
Yep, exactly. And those
there
you can call them you can call them challenge or opportunity, because it's just, again, back to that frame of mind. You know, I think universally we can say, Deanna, that leukemia is a challenge. But some of these things people would say are challenge, or they might say opportunity, and that would be how you reframe.
Yes, correct. Absolutely. Challenge and opportunity are probably two sides of the same coin. Excellent, Becky. Well done. Very insightful. Thank you so much for that.